down those coupons. Eddie and Laura finally gave me that language tape they've been promising us.
Ooh, great. We're going to be a bilingual family.
Daddy Mac, a good-looking guy.
Daddy Mac, a good-looking guy.
Fly Honey, a good-looking girl.
Fly Honey, a good-looking girl.
Yo, let's kick it with the homies. Hey, let's relax with our friends.
You know, this is amazing. This is a whole different language.
Yep. And when we learn it, we'll be able to talk with our kids.
Ready for more, Fly Honey?
Let's kick it, Daddy Mac.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene. As
days go by,
it's the bigger love of the family.
How is it, Gabriella, man?
Uncle Carl?
Hi, cigarette, Gabriella, man.
Uncle Carl!
Ah, sir.
Oh! Oh, Richie!
Morning, Uncle Carl.
You knocked the wind out of me.
Sorry. I had to wake you up. 'Cause I made you breakfast in bed.
Oh, well, that's very thoughtful.
Hey, it's the least I can do for the best uncle in the entire whole universe.
Wow.
Here, fresh orange juice. I squeezed it myself. What's the matter? Did you get a pit?
Just one. Two.
Look, I made you eggs, toast, and oatmeal.
You're after something, young man, aren't you?
See, there's this hot new video game called Super Space Donkeys. I need that game, Uncle Carl.
Well, have you asked your mother for it?
Nah, she's hip to the old breakfast in bed trick.
Well, okay. I'll have a talk with her and see how she feels about that particular video game, okay?
Thanks, Uncle Carl. Ow!
What's the matter?
I got a loose tooth. It hurts when I chew anything harder than pudding.
Open up, let's take a look. Oh, yeah. That baby's almost ready to come out.
Mom says all my teeth are gonna fall out.
Well, she's right. Sometimes some things have to fall out to make room for new ones.
You must be getting a lot of new hair, 'cause there's plenty of room up there.
That's cute. But enough about me. You know, once we pull that tooth, we'll put it under your pillow, and the tooth fairy will bring you money. If you lose enough teeth, you'll be able to buy your video game.
What do you mean, pull my tooth?
Well, Rich, that permanent tooth is all ready to come in. It'll grow in crooked if we don't get rid of that baby tooth.
Let's wait and see if it falls out by itself, okay?
Well, okay. We can wait for a while, but not too long. Deal?
Deal.
Okay.
humiliating thing happened to me today.
Let me guess. You only had enough lipstick to do one lip.
This is serious, Laura.
Oh, sorry. Does this have anything to do with Roger?
You mean that stuck-up, conniving, Jerry Curl plastic cap-wearing jerk?
Yeah, him.
I've lost him, Laura. My baby's gone.
Maxine, hold on. Somebody's calling on the other line. Hello?
Good morning, meine Liebchen.
What do you want, Steve?
I just got back from yodeling class, and I couldn't wait to come home and hop on the phone and share my latest yodel.
Steve.
Yodelay, hee-hoo. Yodelay, hee-hoo. Yodelay, 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 dee-hoo, my love.
Steve, hang on. Maxine's on the other line, and she's in the middle of a crisis. Maxine, please, just calm down and tell me what happened.
Okay. Here I go. You know how I've been loaning Roger money so that he can fix up his car?
Hey, I tried to warn you. I said, Maxine, be careful. Because as soon as that fool gets his car fixed up, he's going to dump you.
Yeah, you told me 100 times.
Mm-hmm. So what happened?
As soon as that fool got his car fixed up, he dumped me.
What a worm. Hang on. Steve?
Yes, my sultry strudel?
I can't talk right now. Maxine's a basket case. Roger just dumped her.
Oh, no. Well, he must have finished fixing up his car.
You got it.
Wait, you go soothe your ailing friend my bodacious brat first.
Speak to me.
Hey, you know, it's me, Erkman.
Steve, I'm on my remote phone, and you're not coming in very clear. Why don't you try calling me back next week?
Never mind. I'll just come over and talk to you in person.
Good news. You're coming in loud and clear now. What's up?
Listen, I've got some juicy gossip that you didn't hear from me. Comprende, compadre?
Out with it, Steve. I got calories to burn before I sleep.
Roger dumped Max.
No.
Yep.
No, he must have finished fixing up his car.
Yep.
Poor Maxine. She always picks the losers.
Listen, I gotta go. I'm gonna go spread the news to all my friends. Well, come to think of it, you are all my friends. In that case, mission accomplished. I'm Wiedersehen.
Oh.
Waldo! Yo, Waldo!
Eddie, is that you? Talk louder.
Waldo, check the receiver. Is it upside down?
What's up?
Big news, buddy. Roger and Maxine are incommunicado.
Wow. Is that in Mexico?
No, they're not speaking to each other. Roger dumped her.
He left her in Mexico?
They're not in Mexico. They broke up. Here's your chance, man.
I want to go to Mexico.
Waldo, didn't you tell me you had a big crush on Maxine?
Hey, that's a secret. That's just between you, me, and the West Sea men I wrote it in.
I know that. Look, all I'm saying is you like Maxine, and now she's available. So make your move, man.
Get real. Maxine is drop-dead gorgeous. She never go out with a chucklehead like me.
Well, you never know unless you try.
Then I'll never know. I really like her a lot, and it would hurt me bad if she shot me down.
Hold on, Waldo. Incoming call. Speak to me.
Hey, you know, Earthman again. Listen, I've got Laura on the other line, and she wants me to warn you not to go blabbing about what happened between Roger and Maxine.
Oh, don't worry, I won't.
Good.
Anymore.
What?
Well, you see, I told Waldo because he's got a thing for Maxine. I'm trying to convince him to ask her out, but he's afraid she'll say no.
I do leave her. Hang on. Sweetums, guess what?
What?
Waldo likes Maxine. He wants to date her, but he's too chicken to ask.
You're kidding.
Hey, I never kid when it comes to a lot more.
Oh, Steve, stay on the line. Maxine?
Yeah?
Major scoop.
Roger wrecked his car?
No. Waldo likes you.
Waldo?
Yeah. Waldo Faldo. Yeah.
Waldo Geraldo Faldo?
Yeah. Listen, would you ever consider going out with him?
I don't know. Maybe. If he asked...
Hold on. See? Maxine says she might go out with him.
I know. Maxine says she'll go out with Waldo.
Ooh. Yo, Waldo. Maxine says she can't wait to go out with you.
Really? When?
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 I don't know. Maybe tomorrow?
Tomorrow night, a movie.
Tomorrow night, a movie. Pick her up at 7.
Tomorrow night, a movie. Pick her up at 7. Bring flowers and candy.
Okay.
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 Bye. Bye.
Carl.
Hmm?
What are you doing?
I'm tying a string around this doorknob. It's time to pull Richie's tooth.
Oh, Carl, don't do this.
Well, why not? I pulled Eddie's teeth this way.
Right. And until he was 12 years old, he screamed every time he heard a door slam.
Richie's tooth needs to come out.
I know, Carl, but he's scared. Can't we find a less traumatic way to do this? What?
You are doing it again, Harriet. You are doing it again.
Doing what, Carl?
You're behaving like a mother.
And what's that supposed to mean?
You're being overprotective. Harriet, have you learned nothing from the tragedy of the sea lion?
Don't start with me, Carl.
The massive female sea lion lies on a remote beach, contentedly nursing her pups. Without warning, a seagull makes a darting dive. The mama sea lion rolls her blubbery tonnage over onto her pups. Disappointed, the gull wings away. But the mama sea lion heaves her humongous belly off of her young. But alas. It is too late. The pups have been mother smothered.
Carl.
Yes?
Take a long look at me. And then a long look at you. Who's more likely to smother something?
You better get back out here when I think of a snappy comeback. Richie?
What's up, Uncle Carl?
It's time to pull that tooth.
Bye.
Take it easy. I'm gonna use a very simple method that my father used on me.
What method?
Well, take a seat right here on this piano bench. Okay. I tell you what. I'll demonstrate the whole thing for you, okay? Now, first I want you to notice that the front door is open. See? And around the doorknob is a little piece of string attached to it. See?
So?
So, you'll be sitting right there on the piano bench, like this. See? Now, on the other end of the string is a little slip knot. See? And we'll just slide the slip knot over your tooth just like this. See?
Then what?
Well,
I'm a guy. Did I do that?
Hello?
Hi, Laura.
Oh, Maxine, I was just thinking about you. So did you have a good time with Waldo?
It was a date I'll never forget.
Oh, girl, tell me everything, every single detail.
Okay.
Waldo?
Yeah, sir.
Man, you said you were gonna call me as soon as you got home from your date with Maxine.
Yeah, but I want to shave first.
Waldo, you're supposed to shave before you go on a date.
Well, thanks a lot, Mr. Too Late Now.
Just tell me about your date.
Okay. I didn't want to be late, so when I rang the doorbell, it was exactly 7 o'clock.
Good for you.
Unfortunately, it wasn't Maxine's house. It belonged to some cranky old man who didn't like being interrupted. It took me 5 minutes to pry his pit bull off my butt.
Oh, man.
Hey, but I didn't lose my cool. I just used the old noggin.
Oh, what'd you do?
I drove around the block, honking my horn and screaming her name.
Good thinking. Hang on, Waldo. Incoming call. Speak to me.
Man.
Steve, I'm busy.
Me too, but counting rec from us on is tedious work, and I needed a break.
Goodbye, Steve.
Wait. Have you heard from Waldo yet? My bug collection isn't the only thing on pins and needles.
He's on the other line now. He was telling me about his date with Maxine when I was rudely interrupted.
Oh, you call me and tell me what happened, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Bye.
Hello?
Hey, baby cakes.
Steve, I'm busy.
Okay. I just want to know, have you heard from Maxine yet? I'm just dying to know what happened on our date with Waldo.
I'm on the other line with her right now.
Oh, you'll call me and tell me what happened, right?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Bye. Maxine, I'm back.
Where was I?
Waldo was driving down your street, honking his horn and screaming your name.
So all of a sudden, Maxine runs out of a house. She jumps into my truck and says, shut up and floor before the neighbors kill us.
Great. So, yo, what movie did y'all see?
Waldo said he was dying to see Malcolm 10.
Malcolm 10?
Yeah, don't you know your Roman numerals? Malcolm X is Malcolm 10.
So what happened after the movie?
It must have rained because when we left the theater, we had to cross a big mud puddle.
Oh, Lord, don't tell me he fell in.
So I took off my jacket and put it over the puddle so Maxine's feet wouldn't get all muddy.
Ah, nice move. Very gallant.
And then he picked up the jacket and wrapped it around my shoulders.
Your dress?
Mud all over her dress.
Man, disaster, big time.
I started to get mad, but then Waldo did the strangest thing.
Well, what did he do?
I sat in a puddle so we could match.
Yo, I bet that made her feel a lot better.
It's weird, but somehow it actually made me feel better. And that's when he kissed me.
Get out!
Yep. I just took general aim at her face, closed my eyes, and fired with both lips. Got her smack dab on the cheek.
Get out!
Laura, every guy I've ever gone out with has tried to take advantage of me, but not Waldo. I always thought he was so dense. But there's a lot more to him than I thought. He's really sweet and I like him a lot. Do you think that's crazy?
No, that's not crazy. That's terrific.
Eddie, Maxine is the first girl I've ever dated who doesn't make fun of me when I mess up. I kind of think she likes me and I'm crazy about her. And just think I was almost too chicken to even ask her out.
Now, you see, sometimes you just gotta go for it.
Laura, thanks for listening to my troubles. You're a good friend.
Don't mention it. Hey, you're always there for me.
Eddie, I appreciate your help and advice, and I'm lucky to have a buddy like you.
Ah, forget it. Takes one to know one.
Well, good night. Good night.
Association with Laura Marr Television and is distributed by Warner Brothers Domestic Television Distribution.